感恩节已经快到了。
And Thanksgiving is near.
过去两年的感恩节都带给我很大的感触。
The last two Thanksgiving give me a lot of reflections.
在这之前，我跟仲义是在NYU 攻读博士班。
Me and my husband was studied a PhD in NYU.
然后，身为科学家，我们并没有认为科学是一切。我们相信有神的存在。
As a scientist, we don't believe a human being can do everything. We still believe in Christ. We still believe there's a God exists.
但是我们认为说我们比较 open mind, 我们比较有开阔的心、开阔的想法。
But because we are open minded, we have different thinking.
我们觉得说不可能只有一个真神。
We are thinking that's impossible. Only have one true God.
而且就我们而言，民间信仰的那些神，每天你见他、拜他，好像更活神。
And we also are thinking a lot of different gods. They are very vivid alive.
但是我们从来没有看过基督教口中的神。
But we never experienced the God in the mouth of the Christian.
可是就在两年前的感恩节，我的母亲在感恩节的第二天打电话来告诉我说，一向从小带我到大的外婆中风，在一瞬间就成了植物人。
And about 2 years ago, before the Thanksgiving, my mom called me and said, "Your grandmom have a stroke and become a vegetable."
在我认为说我的外婆是一生，我的母亲是养女，我的外婆把别人的女儿带大，还带大了别人的孙子。
And my mother was born by my grandmother. He was raised from other family, and my grandmother also raised grandchildren up.
甚至在我外婆在住在医院的时候，还有很多不认识的人说要来看我的外婆。
Even my grandma was in hospital. A lot of people.We are not acquaintance with, but they said they're going to visit us.
我的外婆只有这么高。
My grandma is very short.
可是有一个我们不认识的人告诉我妈妈说，她的小孩曾经掉在大水沟，我外婆跳到大水沟去把她救出。
But one of the strangers, he told my mom, said one time his child was fall into the river and my grandmother jumped into the river to save him.
还有一个越南太太告诉我妈妈说，她的小孩他们因为经济状况不好，小孩常没有东西吃。可是我外婆常常去市场买东西，回来就丢在她身上就走了。
One of the Vietnam woman told my mom, because at the time they are very poor, so my grandmother usually go to the market buy some food and just put in their door to let them eat.
佛教不是说因果论吗？你做好事就得好报，做坏事就得坏报。
And in the Buddhist, they emphasize about a good behavior, and there's a cycle of in your lifetimes, even in the future or in the past.
那像我外婆这样的人，为什么会沦落到这样的地步呢？
Why my grandmom would become a vegetable?
而且在我记得在那个过程，我们历经了，她既然已经是植物人，我们要不要让她气切？要不要让她终身靠着那个维生器？就这样一直到老。
So at the time we're thinking about, do we need to let our grandma as a vegetable until in his whole life?
可是在整个过程中，我们觉得很无助。我们一向拜的神到哪里去了？没有人来救我们，没有人来带领我们。
At that time we feel very hopeless because the God we worship.Is the despair. Where is our God?
一年以后的感恩节，我先生面临了相同的情形。
And the year after, in front to the Thanksgiving, my husband encountered the same situation.
我先生同样陷入昏迷，需要气切。
And my husband also in coma status.
A knee track.
可
是幸好这次我们遇见神了。
But fortunately, this time we encounter another true God.
我记得在去年感恩节的两个礼拜前，我先生突然对我讲起一个故事。
So about 2 weeks before Thanksgiving of last year, my husband told me a story.
他说有一个人走在在走过一片很难走的沙滩以后，他对神抱怨。
He mentioned about there's a person he walked through the beach, and then he complained to God.
你不是说一直与我同在吗？
Don't you say you accompany me always?
那你为什么让我自己一个人走过那么困难的路？
And why you let me go through this kind of hardship by myself?
神就对他说，孩子，我是一直与你同在。
But God told to the person, say, my child, I always accompany you.
他说，可是沙滩上只有一对脚印啊，一直都只有一对脚印。
But this man talked to God, there's only one pair of footprints on the beach.
神就说，孩子，那是我抱着你走过的脚印。
And God told to the man, say, my child, that's my footprint because I carry you, go through the hardship.
当时我不明了，我先生为什么要对我讲这个故事。
At that time, I don't understand why my husband would tell me this story.
他自己也不明白他为什么要对我讲这个故事。
Neither him understand why he told me this story.
但是两个礼拜以后，我们就知道为什么了。
But 2 weeks later, we know why.
在去年感恩节的前夕。
In the last, the eve before last year's Thanksgiving.
我先生回来说头痛发烧，痛到忍不住，我必须要把他送到 NYU 去急诊。
My husband, he came home, he told me he feels so headache and very painful, he cannot endure. So I sent him to the hospital of NYU.
当时的医生让他住院三天。
At the time, hospitalized for 3 days.
然后当时那位医生跟我讲说，没有什么问题，他只是病毒型的脑膜炎，也不会传染，也不会怎么样，只要静待他自己的免疫系统把他克服了，就没问题了。
At the time, the doctor told me, your husband has some kind of virus in his brain, so he need to take a rest and just recover his immune system, then he will be recovered.
可是我就觉得事情越来越不对。
But I feel the thing is worse and worse.
白天他越来越虚弱。
Because he is very weak in the daytime.
晚上却爬起来到处乱走。
But in the nighttime, he just woke up and then walking around.
然后一直吵着说他的膀胱要爆了，他需要上厕所。
And he talking a complaint, his breather is almost broken.
然后讲话也开始俄语化了。
And when he speak, is become childish talk.
所以我觉得，在我觉得事情不对的时候，我打电话请我的朋友要送他到医院去。
So when I feel this kind of phenomenon, I call my friend to send him to hospital.
我就听到蹦的一声，发现他已经倒在厕所，剧烈的癫痫。
And at the time, I heard a big sound. I found him or four inside the bathrooms.
Heavy seizure.
And have a heavy seizures.
Seizures. 他血水从他的鼻子、嘴巴不停地流出来。
And the blood is coming out from his mouth and nose.
头就剧烈在撞地板。
And his head is hitting the ground.
我当时只有一个念头，就是我先生要被我害死了。
And at the time, I have a concept is my husband will be burdened by me.
后来我们叫了救护车把他送到医院去。
So we call ambulance, send him to hospital.
医生甚至没有办法急救他，他连全身僵直，连手都打不开，没有办法打针。
At the time, his body is all stiff, so even doctor cannot straight his muscle.
医生说他不但得了脑膜炎，甚至已经转成脑炎。全身都在发炎，然后水中毒，抽出来的水有一个人48小时没有上厕所那么多。
And at the time, Dr. proclaimed he already have a virus in his brain, and also the water extract out from his body is contained at 48 hours for people never release urine.
那时候医生根本没有办法告诉我他是不是能够活下去。
At the time, Dr. even cannot tell me can he survive or not.
那一夜他因为剧烈的发炎，所以没有办法睡觉。
Because he had a very severe infection, so he cannot fall asleep.
眼睛也没办法闭上，到后来眼睛都灼伤了。
He cannot even close his eye, so his eye was hurt at the night.
然后双手不停地挥动，想要扯他身上所有的管子。
And his two hands tried waving, tried to pull up all the tube in his body.
那夜医生以为他可能渡不过去了，所以还让我在 ICU 里面不停地陪着他。
Because the doctor even think my husband will be passed away at the night, so he allowed me to accompany him in the ICU room.
我整夜抓着他的手，不断地叫他说：“你知道我是谁吗？”
And I hold my husband's hand and ask him, "Do you know who I am?"
就在最后，他很痛苦的挣扎，说出了小喵两个字。
And then my husband is very, difficulty to say my name.
因为他都昵称我叫小喵。
And because my husband called me 小苗。
嗯，在那一刻我就泪如泉涌，我觉得我一定要救他，但是我要怎么样去救他
？At that time, I cried so bitterly. I decided to, you know, save my husband, but I don't know how to do it.
之后情况就越来越糟，他开始陷入昏迷、瘫痪，然后甚至失去呼吸了。
So after that night, his situation became worse and worse. He became coma. He lose his breath.
医生跟我说，可能要准备插管了。
And then doctor say we need to put a tube on his nose.
这样就跟我外婆的情形一模一样。
And that's the exact situation, just like my grandma.
我不能承受，所以我就走到外面去，走到停车场去痛哭。
And I cannot stand it. I walk out to the parking lot to cry.
后来就有一个念头要我打电话给中医的姐姐，在台湾。
So that's a kind of idea.Forced me to call my sister in Taiwan, Zhongli.
然后周毅的姐姐接到电话以后，第一句话居然说：“小兰，你真的打来了。”
And then when I call, and that the other party told me, "Oh, 小兰 you really call me."
事情是这样子的，当时在周毅刚开始生病的时候，他们就联络台湾，他的姐夫认识台湾的刘长老。
And at the time when my husband had a situation happen, his brother-in-law recognized the elder Liu in Taiwan, so they talked to each other.
刘长老也请了他的弟弟，就是我们的刘弟兄，在这边带着传道去拜访我们。
And then the elder Liu called his brother in here, try to bring the pastor to visit us.
当时我相信医生说中医并没有很严重。
At the time, they think the 中医 is not very serious.
而且我怕他们一来就会像在做直销的，不停的跟我讲。
And I'm afraid when they visit, they were just like you know, that kind of salesperson. They try to sell us a product.
所以我就拒绝了。
So I reject.
然后事后 Thanksgiving 以后。周传道一直没有办法联络上我们。
And after Thanksgiving, the pastor Joe tried to contact us, but he cannot.
他直觉是我们应该是出事了。
He think probably we have some trouble.
所以他打电话给中医的姐姐。
So he called the sister of 中医。
然后得知了我们正在医院里面。
And he know we are in hospital.At that point.
但是他们没有办法联络上我，因为我一直待在 ICU 里面。
But they cannot reach me because I stay in ICU.
所以他们就传道就对中医的姐姐说：“没关系，我们就来祷告，让他可以打电话给你。”
And then Pastor Zhou talked to the sister of 中医 said, "We pray for them. Maybe they will call us."
那是那天中午十二点钟的事。
There's about 12 rooms at that date.
然后我在三点钟就打电话给姐姐了。
And then I call my sister-in-law at 3 p.m.
所以在当时我在无计可施的情况下，我就同意让周传道来。
At that time, I have nothing, you know, no any idea. I have no way to do anything, so I let Pastor Joe visit us.
周传道来了以后，对我们讲了一些神的道理，还有怎么样祷告。
When Pastor Joe arrived, he told us some truths about God, and then teach us how to pray.
然后他就开始马上为中医用灵言祷告。
And then he prayed for 中医 through the speaking tongues.
我一方面很感激。
I very appreciate.
可是我一方面听到那个祷告声音，我也想说这是什么怪力乱神的宗教。
And after I heard the stranger.Sound, I think this is probably some kind of a stranger or relief, religious.
可是，在那之后，在那之后，中医的，在那之后，我就在不得已的情况下，我也开始学会祷告。
Because I have no way to do anything, no way to help, so I learned how to pray.
之后。两间教会，包括我们 Chris 教会，还有伊丽莎白教会的弟兄姐妹都来到。
So after that, many members from Queen's Church and Elizabeth Church they visit us.
甚至有其他教会的人也来看我们。
Even the church from other denomination also visit us.
都不知道是什么来源听到我们生病了。
I have no idea where they heard us, our situations.
甚至在 ICU 里面有一位老妈妈，有一位黑人老妈妈，她自己的先生心脏病发也在 ICU 里面，可是她有一天就牵着我的手到一个没有人的地方。
Even one of the lady, his husband have a heart problem in the hospital. One day he hold my hand, walk to the other room.
她跪下来就开始为我先生祷告。
And she kneeled down and prayed for my husband.
我开始觉得我心里非常的感动。
And I was so touched at the time.
是什么力量让他们这么相信，又这么愿意付出关心？
What kind of strength let them have a strong belief and they have this kind of concern for others?
可是就在那个同时，我现在状况就更糟了。
But at that time, my husband's situation became worse.
他有脑炎、肺炎，全身瘫痪，然后全身插满了管子。
And he have an infection in his brain and have a pneumonia and also have a lot of hole in his body.
当他们尝试给他灌食的时候，他根本灌不进去，因为他的肠胃不动。
And they try to, feed into the tube, but his body cannot accept.
他吐到连肺里面都有呕吐物。
Even he vomit, through his lung, have all kind of, that kind of food.
Vomiting. 然后他在。甚至有一次他们要帮他抽血，他的手上，我进去的时候看他的手已经像蜂窝，他们抽不到血，连插了他40针。
Even they tried to extract some blood from my husband, and I saw my husband have all the wound in his hand, even they cannot find a spot to put the needle in.
整个床单都是血。
And all the blanket is full of blood.
当时我看到他那么痛苦，然后不停的有那种动物性的哀嚎的声音从他身上从他传出来。
At that time, I saw my husband is so painful, and he even have a cry out, just like animal cry.
我甚至有时候就想开着窗子就抱他跳下去，别想让他再受苦了。
Sometimes I even think I should open the window and bring him jump out the window to commit suicide.
可是就是因为有弟兄姐妹还有大家不停的来关心，又给我了一些希望。
But because many brothers and sisters visit us, so give us some hope.
可是在当时，我觉得每个人来都一直对我讲神的道理，可是我就是不认识他。
Most of the people they came, they told us the truth of God, but because I don't know all that.
所以我当时有一天，我就对自己说，我不如自己看圣经好了。既然大家都要我听神的话，我就自己看神的话。
Because everybody told me I should listen to the words of God, so I decided to read the Bible by myself.
可是我到哪里去找一本中文圣经呢？
But how can I find Chinese version Bible?
就在那样想的时候，那天下午，有一位姐妹从伊丽莎白教会就给我带了一本圣经来。
When I have this kind of idea in my mind, at that same afternoon, one sister bring a Chinese version Bible from Elizabeth to us.
我就说，你为什么会知道我需要圣经？
And then I asked the sister, why do you know I need a Bible?
丁姐妹就说，她也从来不送人家圣经，她也不知道为什么要带圣经来送给我。
And sister Dean, she told me, I don't know you need the Bible, but I just bring it.
那时候胡传道也在那里。
And Pastor Hu also in at that presence.
他说，如果你真的想要知道神的道理，如果你真的想要知道你先生得救的方式，那就是这本圣经了，就是要读这本圣经。
And he told me, if you really want to know God, or if you really want your husband to be saved, the answer is inside the Bible.
我还很夸张的跟他说，啊，读书我最会了，那有什么难？我就拼命读吧。
And at that time, I voiced to them, said, "Oh, I'm very good at study, so I can study by myself."
可是就在我读了他要我读四福音，我读了几章以后，我觉得这就是犹太人的神话嘛。
So when I read the four books in the New Testament, then I realized this is a kind of story of the Jews.
跟我有什么关系呢？
I don't think have anything to do with me.
一直到我读到了圣经里面说有一个人来找神说他的小孩得了癫痫。
Until I read a story mentioned about a child, a woman, come to Jesus, told Jesus that my child have a seizures.
他说我的小孩从小屡次在火里来水里去，求主救他。
And my child is a very hardship situation. I hope Jesus, you can save my child.
我想仲义的头在发烧，烧到四十几度，水肺里却都是水，这不就是他的写照吗？
And I realize my husband have high fever and a lot of water in his lung. I think this is just like that, that kind of situation.
他也是因为癫痫才送入医院的。
He also in hospital because of seizures.
他又说，神说你信就得救。
And Jesus replied, as long as you believe, you will be saved.
他就说我信，但是我信不足，求主帮助。
And then the woman replied, I believe, but my faith is not enough. Please help me.
我当时就觉得我就是这样，我就是信，但是我信心不足。
I have the same situation, just like the woman. I know I have faith, but my faith is not, is insufficient.
从那一天开始，我就不停地祷告。
From that day on, I constant pray.
我的弟弟来看我，回去人家问我的状况。
My brother visit me. After he went back, a lot of people ask him my situations.
他给我的评语就是这样：不吃不喝不睡，歇斯底里，然后拼命祷告。
And he told to those people about me is I never eat, drink, sleep. I just keep on praying.
我每天必须要祷告，我才有力量走进中医的病房。
I need to pray to have to gain the strength to walk into my husband's room.
我必须祷告，我才能离开病房。
I need to pray before I depart from the room.
我在等待室等待的时候，我必须祷告，必须读经。
Whenever I wait, I need to pray and study Bible.
我在病房里面陪伴他的时候，我也要有祷告，要有读经，我才有勇气陪伴他，看着他这样痛苦下去。
Even I accompany my husband in the room, inside the room, I still need to pray and study Bible.
我睡觉前要祷告，我被噩梦吓醒了，我还是要祷告。
And before I sleep, I need to pray. Even I have a nightmare in my dream, I still need to pray.
我把圣经里面神说的话都当成安慰我的话。
I use the word in the Bible to comfort me.
我把圣经里面求神呼救神的话都当成我自己的话。
I use all the word they cry out to the Lord as my words.
在里面只要听到任何神的好讯息，我就认为那是神对我的应允。
Whenever I heard the good news in the Bible, I know that's the good news for me.
就在那时候，有一位姐妹，就是那位送圣经来给我的丁姐妹，她每天晚上都会打电话来，用电话陪我祷告。
And the sister Tin, she called me every night, and we pray when we call.
在中医在 NYU 的120天来，她每天都是全家跪下来用电话这样陪伴我祷告的。
When my husband stay in hospital for 120 days, the sister, their family, every night they call us and then pray for us.
在当时，她也告诉我说，也许你可以求圣灵。
And at the time, she told me, maybe I can pray for Holy Spirit.
可是我觉得我最不能相信的就是圣灵这个部分。
But I know the most doubtful part in my faith is the Holy Spirit.
我相信圣经里面确实有提到圣灵，但是我觉得那样的声音应该是更奇妙或更美妙的声音，不应该是这样子的声音。
I know that the Bible mentioned about the Holy Spirit, but I believe the sound and the phenomena should be much prettier, much wonderful than we heard and we saw today.
所以隔天我就跟刚好传道跟另外一位姐妹来看我，我就把我的疑问告诉他们。
So the next day, pastor and with another sister visit us. So I told him my questions.
他们就把圣经里面有关圣灵的部分都翻给我看。
So he referred all the verses in the Bible about Holy Spirit to me.
然后他说, 开门就给你，敲门就给你开门，祈求就得着，寻找就寻见。
Just the Bible mentioned, whenever you knock the door, he will open. You search, he will give it to you.
神怎么会不把圣灵给你们呢？
Of course, God will give you Holy Spirit whenever who need it.
所以他们走了以后，我就自己坐下来。
So after they left, I sat down.
我跟神说，求你吧，请你让圣灵来帮助我。
And I talked to God, please give me Holy Spirit to help me.
让他来用亲自用说不出的叹息来为我们祷告。
So the Holy Spirit can pray for me, use the unspeakable tongues.
就在我重复了两次以后，我的舌头就动起来了。
After I repeat twice, my tongue was, rotate or.
而且发出的声音就跟大家来为我们祷告声音是一样的。
And that kind of sound is exactly same as those brothers and sisters they pray for us.
刚开始我还以为我太迫切了，所以我疯了。
At the time, I think I probably a little crazy, pray for the Holy Spirit.
渐渐我发现，在每一件事情上面，圣灵都在引导我。
And later I realized in my every actions, Holy Spirit really helped me.
我读经变得更快了。
When I read the Bible, I feel very joy.
每次我有什么疑问，一读到就是我需要的经节。
Whenever I have a doubt, I will refer to those verses will answer my doubt.
人家在对我讲经节的时候，我一翻就是人家讲的经节。
Whenever people talk to me, certain verse, I open the Bible, I would just get it.
更重要是每次仲义如果生病的时候
every time when my
每次仲义如果有危险的时候，圣灵就催逼我为他祷告。
Every time my husband have a critical situation, Holy Spirit will force me to pray for my husband.
刚开始我还怕护士会以为我神经病。
At that time, I worried.About maybe the nurse would think I'm a crazy woman.
可是在旅里每一次都是在众医生状况不好的时候，圣灵就出来为他祷告。
So whenever my husband in a critical situation, Holy Spirit forced me to pray for him.
到最后我根本门也不关了，我跪下来，只要圣灵要我祷告，我就祷告。
So even at that time, I even do not close the door whenever.Holy Spirit want me to pray. I just kneel down and pray.
有时候护士赶我出去。
Sometimes the nurse will catch me out of the room of my husband's room.
我就在 ICU 的最外面，还继续跪下来，到圣灵祷告完我才离开。
And I will kneel down just right outside the ICU room until the Holy Spirit is told me to stop.
有时候我甚至不知道危险，只知道圣灵要我祷告。
Sometimes.I did not realize the dangerous situation of my husband. I just know I need to pray.
都是医生到后来告诉我说，你知道昨天你的先生很危险，或刚刚你的先生很危险，我才明白。
So until later, doctor told me yesterday or not long ago, your husband is very dangerous.
最奇妙的是有一次经验。
And once I have this kind of experience.
那时候终于已经开始有意识了。
And my husband already have his
start to have conscious.
Have conscious.
但是他全身瘫痪。
But he is paralyzed whole body.
医生有一天早上，医生就走进来。
One day the doctor walk in the room.
他就拿了一支 mark pen 在他的头上画一个圈圈，说我明天就是要在这里打一个洞。
And then he has mark pen mark in his head and told us.He will knock a hole tomorrow in here.
那时候我先生非常的惊慌。
And my husband is so frightened at the time.
一直在纸上大力的写着 "My wife, I want my wife."
And he write down on the paper. He said, "I need my wife."
后来医生跟我解释说，他们真的不知道终于发生什么事情。
At the time, the doctor told us they don't know what's happened to your husband.
为什么一个小小的脑膜炎可以变到这么严重
？They don't understand why a small
meningitis
become a such huge situation sickness.
所以他们必须要进去打一个洞。
So they need to punch a hole.
然后取几个细胞出来，看看到底是什么东西。
To get some cell out of his body to diagonal, what's going on?
我想说我先生都已经这样了，你在头上打几个洞，他要怎么样才能走出这个医院？
And I think to myself, you know, my husband is in such pitiful situation. You still need to punch hole on his head. How can he walk out the door of the hospital?
他说他跟我说，如果你们不让我们不知道是什么原因，我们怎么治疗他？我们已经送了上百个检验到全美国、世界各地，什么我们都检验过了 ，SARS 肠病毒，所有能检验的，通通都是 negative， 连 AIDS 都检验过了。
And the doctor told us, they already sent more than 100 samples to different labs in the whole world, and they even tried to test, you know, AIDS or the SARS or the virus in the stomach, but they cannot find any evidence of those disease in his body.
难道你要这样看他过一辈子不让我们治疗吗？
Do you want to let your husband just like this kind of situation the whole life without our help?
所以在不得已的情况下，我就只好签了那个同意书。
So I was forced to sign the agreement.
The consent.
The consent.
结果那天晚上我在为他祷告祈求手术顺利的时候，圣灵就不出来了。
And at the night when I pray for the successful of my husband's operation, the Holy Spirit start coming out.
第二天早上有一位当时在那边陪伴我的外教会姐妹，
The next morning another sister from other denomination, he accompanied us
打电话给我，早上七点八点就打电话给我。
And she called me, in that, 8 o'clock in the morning.
她说，她早上七点起来为我们祷告，在她的感觉是神不喜悦这样的事情，终于是白白受苦的。
And he said in her prayer, he know God is do not like our situation because my husband will suffer in vain.
我说，可是我已经签了同意书了，我要怎么样去阻止这样的事情？
But I told her I already signed a consent. How can I stop the operation from the doctor?
他就跟我说，不怕，每一个人的头发神都数过的，神要是不允许，他一根骨头也不可以断，一根头发也不可以掉。
And she told me, don't be afraid because all the hair or in our bodies was counted by God. If God do not allow, nobody can touch us.
你就祷告让神来阻挡这样的事情。
You should pray to let God to stop this kind of operation.
所以从十点我开始陪仲毅在准备手术的时候，我就开始祷告说，如果神不允许，就阻挡这件事。
And start from 10 o'clock, I accompany my husband and also I pray to God, if you allow, then just stop this situation, the operation.
那时候圣灵非常的充满。
At that time, I was full of Holy Spirit.
然后不停的祷告。
I just keep on praying.
结果预计十一点开始的手术，没有任何人来做准备。
And the operation should start at 11 a.m. but nobody appeared.
十二点，一直到一点，才有人说很奇怪，明明应该是要优先进手术房的，可是手术房却排不出来。
And until 1 p.m., some people just told me.My husband supposed to have operation, but at that time, no any space available in the operation rooms.
所以他们一点半会来做术前准备，两点开始。
So they prepare some, tools, some material. In 1:30, they try to have operation in 2 p.m.
就在一点半的时候，终于开始发烧了。
And in 1:30, my husband have a fever again.
他们就不敢动手术。
So they dare not to perform the operation.
医生就告诉我说，可能要延后两天动手术。
And the doctor told me we need to delay for 2 days.
我心里想说，延后两天，那我还是要再痛苦一次啊。
And I thinking, you know, my husband still need to suffer through the surgery.
所以在两天之后，我来到医院。
2 days later, I come to the hospital.
他 ICU 的主治医生很高兴地跟我说，年太太她不用动手术了。
And the ICU doctor told me, congratulations, Mrs. Lian, your husband do not need a surgery.
他说刚刚那个坚持要动手术的神经科大夫走进来看仲毅。
And the neurologist doctor insists to have a surgery of your husband. He walk in to check your husband.
然后很生气的说，我堂弟，打电话给他。
And he very angry said, my cousin called the doctor.
我的堂弟在 UPenn 当神经科医生。
And because my cousin is a neurologist in UPenn.
他对他说，他觉得中医的状况稳定，不应该开这个刀，应该要等一等的。
And he called the doctor to say, my cousin have a very stable situation. He do not need this kind of surgery.
附带一提，我跟这个 cousin 已经有三四年不讲话了。
And I just mentioned I never talked to this cousin for about 3-4 years.
然后他听到这个消息，帮我打了这个电话。
But when he hear this kind of situation, he called for me.
然后那个医生很生气的说，我同意等啊，但是以他这个状况，你再让他等一个月、两个月、一年，他也不会有什么变化的。
The doctor angry and said, I willing to wait, but we wait for another month, another year. Your husband will have the same situation.
这时候他就很残忍的拍了中医的脚说，不相信你叫他举脚啊，你叫他举脚啊。
And then he hit my husband's leg, said, if you don't believe, just command your husband to lift his feet.
那时候他不但瘫痪，而且他的脚上还穿了矫正鞋。
And at that time, my husband was paralyzed. Even his feet have some kind of special shoes on his feet.
那个矫正鞋重到连我都提不起来。
And the shoe is very heavy. Even I cannot carry up.
结果那个医生告诉我说，他把两只脚轮流举了45度给那个医生看。
And then the doctor told me my husband just lift his feet, in both feet for about 45 degrees. That the doctor see.
那个医生就吓了一大跳，然后从此离开，再也没有回来过了。
And that doctor was frightened and never come back again.
我当时非常的感动，我也以为中医已经有好转了。
I was very moved at that time. I think my husband Mary will be recovered very soon.
所以我就拍他脚说：“哎，你举脚给我看，你举脚给我看。”
And then I hit my husband's leg. Come on, just lift your feet. Show to me.
很不幸，他没有办法举脚。
But my husband cannot do it.
他能够再举脚已经是一个月以后的事情了。
Only after 1 month later, he can lift.Up his feet again.
所以就这样子，我们在圣灵的带领下，终于在医生也不知道什么样的原因下生病，又在什么样的原因下渐渐的复原了。
So under the situation, nobody really know, even the doctor, why my husband had this kind of sickness, and then my husband just recover, gradually.
可是突然有一天，我的圣灵就不见了。
And suddenly one day, my Holy Spirit was gone.
我很紧张，我打电话给胡传道。
I was very nervous. I called Pastor Fu.
然后胡传道也很紧张，又赶来了。因为一般来说，如果没有做错什么事情的话，圣灵应该是不会不见的。
And Pastor Fu also nervous and then come to me, because in the usual situation, if you do not commit sins, Holy Spirit will stay.
我们就给人家，他还跟。社工借了一个小房间，跟 Mary 两个人跪在那边为我祷告，希望我能把圣灵找回来。
And then Pastor Fu and Mary they borrow a small room to pray for my Holy Spirit.
还是没有回来。
But my Holy Spirit still not coming back.
当我的圣灵离开了以后，我觉得好像身体里面真的有一部分是被抽走了。
When the Holy Spirit depart away from me, I feel something was a strike from my body.
当时我在为我先生进食祷告，所以我几乎没有吃东西。
Because I fast and pray for my Holy Spirit, so I almost do not eat anything.
可是我都可以每天在医院跑进跑出，办很多的事情。
But I can, in and out the hospital and do so many things.
可是当我的圣灵离开的时候，我连站起来的力量都没有了。
But when the Holy Spirit depart away from me, I even do not have strength to stand up.
而且内心觉得非常的失落，觉得突然就顿失依靠了。
And suddenly I feel I'm very helpless. I have no any reliance.
这时候，传道突然灵机一动，问我说：“你是怎么求圣灵的？”
And then Pastor asked me, "How do you pray for the Holy Spirit?"
我说：“我就跟神讲说，我也不认识你，我也知道听说圣灵是很宝贵，要求很久。可是我现在真的很危险。” 不然你借我用用看好了。
I talk to the pastor, say, I pray to God. I know Holy Spirit is very precious. I know if I can hold, I can, you know, usually people have to pray for a long time to get the Holy Spirit. Is it possible I can borrow the Holy Spirit for, you know, to help my husband?
等到我先生病好了，我也相信你真的存在，我再还给你，我再自己慢慢求。
Until I can, let my husband recover, then I can return the Holy Spirit to you, and then I will pray for my Holy Spirit by myself.
然后就在我圣灵不见的那一天，我刚好一个韩国姐妹来看我，为我们祷告，然后我跟她说，我真的相信神，我知道神是存在，神是爱我们的。
And that particular day, when the Holy Spirit departed away from me, one of the Korean sisters visited us. And then I told the Korean sister, say, I truly believe there's a God exists.
而且我后来才知道，在那一天，众议又抽了一次脊椎萃取液，证明说他的白血球已经降为正常数值了。
And at that time, my husband also had another diagnosis of
the white blood cell
counts, the white blood cell from,
drops to nature.
It dropped to the normal situation, normal level.
传道就跟我说，你看神是信实的，而且你的祷告他都有在听。
And then pastor told me, God is very trustworthy because he listened whatever you pray.
然后同时也代表说，你看你的信心有多大，神的恩赐就有多大。你以为神只会借你用一下，他就真的借你用一下。
And then you will understand how great is God because you borrow the Holy Spirit from him. He just lent it to you.
那现在你就是要自己慢慢求了。
But now you need to pray for yourself.
刚好那一天是礼拜四，他就说要不你这个礼拜六到教会来吧。
At the day Thursday, and then he said, why you come to church in this Saturday?
结果礼拜六来的时候，在祷告的时候，我就对神说，神啊，我错了。
And that prayer in the Saturday, I pray to God, said, I'm,make a mistake.
我以为圣灵只是要救我先生的命的，可是其实是我一是很宝贵的东西，是要给我一生的依靠。
I only know Holy Spirit to help and to save my husband, but now I understand the Holy Spirit really can help me to save my life.
所以请把它还给我吧。
So please return the Holy Spirit to me.
下一瞬间，圣灵就又回来了。
In that particular moment, the Holy Spirit come back to me.
我在当时心里很大的冲击。
At that time, I was shocked.
神不是这么小气的。
God is not a very stingy God.
他只是要我学会，就像传道说的，圣灵是很宝贵，是要给我依靠。然后你的信心有多大，你的恩赐就会有多大。
But pastor told me, the Holy Spirit is very precious. How big is your faith? How big is your breast?
同时，他也要让我知道。给或收都是在他。
And also, he want to let me understand, no matter give or give, or take away, it's all on God.
他不要让我认为说我一定是一个特别人，我才那么容易得到圣灵。
He don't want to let me feel I'm a special person, so I can get it.
所以就这样子，也在那一刻，我抓到了信心有多大这个奥妙。
So at that particular time, I understand the miracle of the how big is your faith is how big is your breast.
所以我在当时就祷告说，神啊，当时我并不知道说圣诞节对我们不是很有意义的。
At that time, I have no idea the meaning of Christmas is nothing to do with us.
可是当时我的先生来美国，自从他来美国以后，都很努力的念书，很少到纽约街上走。
And after my husband came to New York, he worked, studied very hard. He very rarely go to the New York City to walking around.
所以他生病的时候，他真的很想要跟着我去看洛克菲勒的圣诞树。
And when he was sick, he very eager to accompany me to look at the Christmas tree in the Rockefeller Center.
他每天都在问我说，我可以走的，在圣诞节前我可以走得出去吗？
And he keep on asking me, Can I walk away from the hospital before Christmas?
所以我就跟神说，你说奉你的名求的什么都得着，我祈求你让他至少在圣诞节能够脱离危险，能够离开 ICU, 让他能够呼吸，能够吃东西。
But I pray to God, God, please help my husband that him can recover before Christmas. He can walk out from hospital to, you know, take the breath from outside.
他就给我一个感动。
And God gave me a touch.
他让我知道终于在24号就会脱离危险。
He let me feel my husband will be recovered in the Christmas Eve.
就在居然他终于就真的在24号那一天医院通知我们说他已经脱离危险了，把我们送到一般病房去。
So in Christmas Eve, at that date, the hospital noticed me. My husband already departed from the dangerous situation, so he can return back to the regular, hospital rooms.
那时候他的呼吸也恢复了，管插管也在那一天拔掉了。
And at the day, his breath is become normal. All the tube was pulled out from his body.
他也在那天吃了他这长长以来第一次 吃到东西。
And that's the day he eat the food as a regular person.
我们才知道说能够呼吸能够吃东西在我们想来那么自然的事情原来都是神赐给我们那么珍贵的礼物。
And then we realize even take a breath or eat the food is so precious. That's the kind of blessing from the gods.
后来他在一般病房，那时候我们的情况是他全身瘫痪。
And when he stayed in the regular hospital room, he's still paralyzed.
同时保险公司也告诉我们说我们的学生保险最多只能付$150,000。
And the insurance also noticed me, the coverage only can cover up to $150,000.
可是他在病房里面，他在 ICU 里面一天就是$10,000。
But he stay in the ICU, have to spend $10,000 a day.
所以在离开 ICU 的时候，我们已经欠下$470,000了。
So even in the ICU room, we already own the hospital $170,000.
更不用说庞大的检查费，还有他将来要去做复健的钱。
Don't even mention about other medical, fee or in the future the expense for recover.
然后那时候终于也完全清醒了。
And my husband also come to his own conscience.
他对于他自己生病的整个过程完全没有记忆。
He have no any memories of his sickness.
等他躺来，全身到处都是管子，而且还瘫痪了。
But he realized all the tube in his body and then he feel paralyzed in his body.
你可以想象他的惊恐和 depression.
So you can feel he's so depressed at the time.
所以医生不断告诉我说你一定要想办法弄到钱把他送到复健医院去。
And doctor encouraged me, you should get the money to send your hospital to some rehabilitation center.
更不幸的是我们又他出了 ICU 以后，他的医生又回到当初那个随便把我们送回家去的那个主治医师。
And then after he stay in the normal rooms, the doctor is that careless doctor just send my husband home after we come to the hospital.
他不太注意中医，也不太来看他。
He not really care about my husband. He never visit him.
他只是很怕我们会去告他。
He only afraid we will sue that doctor.
他每天只是走进来，如果我不在那边，他就问他 How are you? 我先说 OK， 他就走了。
Whenever I was not in the rooms, he will visit my husband and ask my husband How are you? When my husband reply I'm okay, he just depart away from the room.
他不管他血压只有40。
He don't care his blood pressure only at 40.
也不管其他医生一直建议说终于要起来走一下。
He don't even
care
about other doctor advice. My husband should, stay up to practice the walk.
而且那时候我先生一天也要靠，他没有办法上厕所，他一天要靠4次到6次的导尿。
And my husband cannot go to the bathroom by himself. He need to use the tube to release the urine.
一天四次的导尿经常让他受伤，然后流了很多的血。
And this kind of procedure will let my husband breathing a lot.
所以在那时候我的信心渐渐的软弱了，在一直找不到钱的情况下，我信心渐渐软弱了。
At the time, my faith become weak because I cannot find the money to help my husband.
我到处求救，包括我们学校，包括保险公司，甚至台湾的大使馆，我都去求过了。
I searched the university or even the hospital.Even the ambassador from Taiwan, I try to find all the source to get help.
连大使馆的人都只来丢了两百块就走了。
Even the ambassador, they only give me $200 and then walk away.
所以，然后我想最终最没有办法情况下，我只好送他回台湾。
So my worst situation is send my husband back to Taiwan.
可是那时候华航跟我说包机要$300,000，30万台币。
But at that time, the airline told me, you need to cost like $300,000 to send your husband home.
而且我还必须要有随行的医生愿意来接这边所有的资料，陪伴他回到台湾。
And also you need a doctor from Taiwan come here to accompany your husband.Back home.
就有一个要外教会的亚东医院的医生愿意陪伴我们回去，可是他在那时候就去了加州。
At the time, there's a doctor from other denomination. He willing to accompany my husband back to Taiwan, but at the time, he just went to California.
连我们在航管局的朋友愿意帮忙的，他也被调到国外去了。
Even the friend he worked in the airlines, he willing to help us, but he also will transfer to other area.
我不停地对每一个来看我们的弟兄姐妹还有胡传道说，为什么神不救我们。
At that time, I keep on talk to the person, visitors, or the pastor, say why God do not help us.
为什么救我们救到一半。
Why God save my husband in the halfway.
又为什么连回台湾的路都要把我们关起来。
Even he want to shut the door of us to return back to Taiwan.
传道就对我说，神如果暂时没有应允你，你就要有耐心。
But pastor encouraged me, said if God do not, permit, you should have patience to wait.
他一定对你会有更美好的安排。
God will have a wonderful arrangement for you.
结果就在那个时候，他们告诉我们说可以申请，医院终于肯告诉我们说你可以申请我们医院的慈善基金。
And at that time, the hospital willing to tell us we can apply the charity of the hospital.
问题是这个慈善基金我们不一定拿得到。
Of course, it's not guaranteed we can get the fund from the charities.
而且会给你多少钱，你需要等待多久把你的 case 建立起来，这我们都不能保证。
Even they cannot guarantee how long you can apply the money from the charity fund.
而且他愿意给你多少钱。除了付掉医院的钱以外，是不是愿意给你复健权？我们通通都不知道。
They have no idea how much money we can get, and that kind of money can cover our expense. They have no idea.
最重要的是，那个医生还天天来威胁我。
But the doctor he threat us every day.
他说：“你再弄不到钱，你先生就要离开这里了。”
And he threat me, said, "If you cannot get the money, your husband should, release discharge from the hospital."
我一边在崩溃的边缘，一边也在办理那个慈善基金的所有的文件。
At that time, I almost collapsed by myself, but in the same time, I tried to apply the fund from the charity.
其实，在我办理慈善基金的成手续的那一天早上，我遭遇到很多的困难。
At that particular morning, when I tried to apply the funds from the charity, I encountered a lot of difficulties.
结果就在我和慈善基金委员慈善基金的 manager 谈话的时候，我就痛哭起来了。
When I talk to the manager of that charity fund, I just cannot help to cry.
想到过去这两个月来的辛苦。
I think of the past 2 months, I was so suffering.
又想到前途的茫茫。
I think about I'm hopeless in my future.
可是当时慈善基金，我当时是觉得很丢脸，在别人面，在一个不认识的面前哭。
At that time, I feel so ashamed because I cry in front of strangers.
可是那 那个 manager 就告诉我说，哦，你需要一个懂你语言的人来安慰你。
At the time, the manager said, maybe you need a person he know your language to help you, to comfort you.
我们这里有一位国际事务组的小姐，她是台湾来，也许她可以帮助你。
And we have a lady who's come from Taiwan. He works in an international group. Maybe she can help you.
我当时想说，教会那么多弟兄姐妹都在安慰我，我又怎么需要多需要一个人来安慰我呢？
At that time, I think a lot of brothers and sisters, they comfort me all the time. Why I need another person to comfort me.
可是他不管怎么样，就把我拎去认识那个人。
So he just brought me to know that lady.
因为他说，你再这样下去，你可能会精神崩溃。
Because he said, if you keep on in this kind of very hardship situation, you will collapse.
就到那里以后，他所谓国际事务组其实就是一间小小的办公室。
He said the international group is just a small room.
然后那位小姐人很好，谈了一下话，她跟我说，我找我的小老板看他能不能帮助你。
But the lady is very good. After the short conversation, she said, I will talk to my boss.
我想说，一间办公室那么小的办公室，一个是职员，一个是老板，他们能帮助我什么
？At that time, I think this such small office. You are the staff, and then this another is manager. How can you help me?
就隔没有两天 ，NYU 的复健医院就来通知我们说，你们明天可以入院了。
Two days later, the rehabilitation center of NYU just notified me, said you can enter the center.
我不敢相信，因为一个月以来，我到处求告诉我的人，我们都进不了那里。
I cannot believe in the past months. I try my best, but we cannot get any help.
然后钱又要从哪里来
？And where's the money come from?
更何况仲义的身体非常虚弱，他连坐起来二十秒钟都不行。
And my husband is so weak. He not even can sit up for 20 seconds.
而那边每一天据说要跟得上三个小时的复健才能留在那里。
And at the center, you need to have performed at least 3 hours of rehabilitation. Otherwise, you cannot stay there.
那如果他要又被送出来，我们就回不了这家医院，我们只好回家去了。
If my husband was discharged from the center, then I need to send my husband back to Taiwan.
所以我当时非常的害怕，觉得说这样到底转到复健医院是好事还是坏事？
So I was so nervous. I don't know. We enter the center is good or bad.
结果我就跟钟医说，我们这样自己闯出来的，也不知道到底是从哪里来的机会，我们就这样到了复健医院，到底是好还是坏呢
？And then I talked to my husband. We don't know. We admit to the center is good for us or bad for us.
就钟医那时候正在看一本书，叫《荒漠甘泉》。
And at the time, my husband he just read a book called.荒漠甘泉。
刚好他是每天都有一句圣经上面的话。
In the books, every day there's a verse of the Bible in the books.
他看了就笑了，他就叫我看22月14号，就是那一天的日期。
And he just laughed. He asked me to look at that verse at the February 24th.
那一天上面是写说，神既放出他的羊。
And the verse said.As long as God released the sheep from his sheep,
他上面的解释说，神不会一直把他的羊困在羊圈里面。
The explanation said God will not just shut the door of his sheep inside the flock.
他会把他送到青草，他会带领他们到青草地小溪旁。
He will lead the sheep into the pasture and the rivers.
那神既放出他的羊，不要害怕，他是一个好牧人，他就会一直走在你的前面。
And don't be afraid. As long as you walk out to the pasture, the shepherd, he's a good shepherd. He will just lead you and guide you.
我们就凭着这句话的信心，我们就来到了复健医院。
Through the words, we use our faith, we admit to the rehabilitation center.
等到到了复健医院以后，我才知道这根本不是凭我们自己闯的就可以来到这个医院的。
After we enter the center, we realize without God's help, no, We have not any ability to enter this center.
它是全美国第四名的复健医院。
It's the number four rehabilitation center in the United States.
有很多人在排队要进这家医院，甚至要捐钱。
Many, many people waiting in line try to enter the center, even they need to donate money to the center.
一天的住院费要$3,000。
The fee need to $3,000 a day.
而我不能相信说我们这么幸运，我们认识的那一位小姐的老板。
If not without the luck, because the lady's boss.
居然是医院慈善基金委员会的委员。
He is the member of the charity funds.
在这之前，我曾经去求过我们 NYU 的head of medicine.
Even I tried to get the help from the NYU head of medicine.
他告诉我说，他们医生不可以碰触这笔钱，只有委员会的委员才可以决定这笔钱的去向。
He told me the doctor not permit to touch the money. Only the member of that committee allowed to allocate the money.
而我认识的人居然是委员会的委员。
And the person I knew is the member of the committee.
听说他跟着那位台湾小姐，天天都去烦他们的 chairman。
I just heard the lady from Taiwan and his boss, they bother their chairman every day.
最后 chairman 受不了，就说：“好吧，你就去告诉 Rusk， 我们一定会付钱，没有上限，你们立刻就把他转进去。”
And then he just, agreed, talked to them, say, just told them they can admit to the center, have no unlimited charge.
更奇妙的是，仲义到了那里的第一天，他居然就可以一整天坐在轮椅上。
It's miraculous when my husband admit to the center, in the first day, he can sit on the chair the whole day.
在前一天，他连二十秒都坐不起来。
The day before, he not even can sit for 20 seconds.
就这样，他很快就跟上了复健的。
So very quickly, my husband was go through the rehabilitation procedures performance.
然后他也很快的学会了用拐杖走路。
And he knew to learn how to walk with a stick, with a crane.
另外一件奇妙的事情是，当时医生也担心他的脑部受损，因为通常脑膜炎有脑部有发过炎的人，通常脑部会有一定程度的受损。
And doctor worried my husband had some infection in the brain, maybe would damage his brain.
通常脑膜炎的人在病后一年内都没有办法看电视。
And in the regular situation, the person have an infection in the brain within a year, he cannot watch TV.
或者是也不能打电脑，也不能。读书过度的用脑都有可，还有压力都有可能让他再引起癫痫。
He cannot study, he cannot work hard, or he cannot have a pressure in his brain. Otherwise, the seizure will happen again.
就他们发现他可以整天读圣经，甚至看电视，甚至打电动。
And surprisingly, my husband he can study Bible or study the watch TV or
play game
in the computer.
他们还派了人来跟他下棋，想要测验他的。
Even they send people try to have a play the chess with my husband to check his IQ.
结果来跟他下棋的人连输他三盘。
And the tester come just lose for three games.
那时候我就跟胡传道说，看来我又祷告错了。
And at the time I talked to the pastor who say I pray wrong again.
我信心不够。
Because my faith is insufficient.
因为在当时，仲义在昏迷的时候，嘴里不停的在讲一些做实验室的事情。
Because when my husband in the coma, he just keep on murmuring about the thing happened in the lab.
都没有提到我。
He never mentioned about me.
所以我就跟神说，这个人实在太爱读书了。
And I talk to God, say my husband is like to study.
在实验室做实验对他太重要了。
When he do the thing in the lab, it's very important to him.
请你保守住他的脑部。
Preserve his brain.
让他可以再回到学校。
Let him can return back to school.
至于身体的复健，我再陪他慢慢来。
If you mentioned about the rehabilitation, we can take time to recover.
结果他这一下就复健了五个月。
So he take 5 months to recover to rehabilitate.
然后当时我记得有一个人对我们说：“哎，怎么那么多人来为你们祷？”告啊！如果每一个人来跟你们祷告，不要帮你们祷告，反而给你们钱，你们现在早就没有问题了。
And one of the people said, "Why have so many people come to pray for you? If the person come give you money, now you have a lot of money."
刚好那一天，我算了一下我们总共花的钱。
at the day, I just calculate how much money we spent.
我还特地跑去告诉那个人说，神已经给我们$800,000。
I told the person they already give us $800,000.
后来那个人也每个礼拜都去教堂。
And then the person just came to church every day, every week.
就这样，我们在神的带领下，结束了我们四个多月以来在 NYU 的流浪。
So through the guidance of God, we just conclude our almost 4 months stay in the NYU.
这一次我们必须要回台湾。
And this time we need to go back to Taiwan.
让他休养，同时也继续做复健。
That my husband have a rest and do some rehabilitation.
奇妙的是，这次神安排了一切的事情。
But miraculous, God arranged everything for us.
包括我们的机票。
Include the air tickets.
还有人甚至为我们跟华航定位，然后帮助我们联络华航的座舱长。
Even some people help us to order the ticket and contact the captain of that airlines.
还有我妈妈的生父，他们家很少跟我们联络的，也打电话来告诉我们说，他们认识长庚里面的复健医生，是专门为奥运选手做复健的。
Even my natural father of my mom. He contacted her, said, I know the, some doctor in the Changgeng Hospital in Taiwan. He just very specialized in the rehabilitation of the athlete.
所以就在一切都安排好的情况下，我们就回到台湾。
So in this kind of perfect arrangement, me and my husband went back to Taiwan.
就连那位我刚说外教会为我们祷告的那位姐妹，她说她在众议生病以后的一个礼拜失去了工作。
And that particular sister from other denomination, he prayed for us. He called me, said he lost his job after my husband was recovered.
One week. Sick.
He was sick.
也在他病要出院前的一个礼拜找到工作了。
And even he find a job before my husband going to discharge from the hospital.
所以我们就这样回到了台湾，也在神的带领下把我们送到松山教会去受洗。
And in this kind of peaceful situation, we went back to Taiwan and also we received baptism in the Songshan Church in Taipei.
在台湾的每一天也都有神的带领。
In Taiwan, God guides us every day.
有一件好笑的事情是，我弟弟到现在还蒙上不白之冤。
This funny thing is my younger brother. He have some misunderstanding in certain cases.
那时候我们家有一部旧车，已经有一年多都不能发动了。
In my home, there's an old car.We not even can start the car.
所以他只好又买了一部新车。
So he purchased another new car.
而我们回去了以后，我想说我每天要送众议去复健，还要去教会，如果那个车能动该多好，我就试着去发动它。
Because I think we need a car because I need to send my husband to hospital and I need to go to church. If I can use the car, how wonderful it is. So I try to start the car.
就在那一天车子就发动了。
And miraculous, I start the car at the day.
从那一天以后到我们回来六个月，那个车子都没有出过任何的问题。
From the day one until 6 months later, we came back to the United States. The car had no problem at all.
甚至我去验车的时候，我很担心车子会不过。
Even I tried to check my car in, I worried the car that the checkup cannot pass.
我弟弟还跟我说不可能会过的，我们可能要花大钱去修它了。
And my younger brother even said, it's impossible to pass the exam because we need to spend some big money to fix the car.
结果就在祷告的时候，我就有这样的感动。他说：“你们不要怕，你们需要这部车去做复健，你们需要这部车去受洗，所以他一定会通过的。”
But in my prayer, I will have a touch.Said, don't be afraid. You need the car to go to rehabilitation. You need the car to go to baptize. So don't be afraid. You will have the car.
所以我就很祷告完，我就很心安的跑到 Seven Eleven 去买汽水。
So after the prayer, I was very peaceful. I buy the Coke from the 7-Eleven store.
当我回来的时候，我弟就很压抑跟我说，车子已经验过了。
After I came back, my younger brother told me, said the car already passed the exams.
到现在我爸爸还认为我弟弟是为了买新车而说谎。
Until nowadays, my father still think maybe my younger brother tried to make a lie because he want to buy a new car.
在台湾还发生一件最奇妙的事情，是我的先生在生病以后八个月一直没有办法自己尿尿。
Another wonderful thing is after 8 months of the disease, my husband cannot go to the bathroom, release the urine by himself.
他每天都必须要自己导尿。
He need to use the tube to release his urine.
非常的疼痛。
It's very painful.
他每次导尿的时候都会掉下眼泪。
Every time he will shed his tear when he tried to release the urine.
我也以为他就要这样过一辈子了。
I think maybe my husband would just do it in his whole life.
这样子，后来就在我要做见证的前一个礼拜六。
The week before I going to testify for the Lord in that Saturday.
在松山教会里面有一位姐妹在做完 service 以后来告诉红着眼睛来跟我说话。
After the service, one of the sisters read in her eyes and he talked to me.
我跟她不太熟，可是她跟我说，刚刚众议在前面传道在帮她按手祷告的时候。他看到主耶稣下来为他按手祷告。
He told me when in the prayer in the chapel, he saw the Christ came down to you know pray for your husband.
我们都非常的感动。
We are so touched.
我们信心如此不足的人怎么配
？We are our faith is so small. How we are not qualified, not.Worthy to receive this kind of blessing from God.
所以那天晚上我就对神说：“神，我们必须要回到美国去念书。可是他如果带着这个问题，我没有办法带他回美国。”
And then I prayed to God at that night. Said I need coming my husband back to Taiwan to keep study. But if my husband had this kind of problem.How can we go back to United States to study?
不论是导尿的设备，还有他将来肾脏的危险，我都不可能带他回美国的。
Thinking about the tube of the urine or the equipment, it's impossible for us to return to United States.
我跟他说，我就要做见证了。如果能够让众议回复的话，我会更有信心去做这样的见证。
I pray to God. Next week I going to testify. So if you can help my husband, I have more.Strength to testify for you.
第二天我就开始打我的见证的内容。
The second day, I tried to sketch my testimony on the paper.
我的第一段就写了我今天讲的那个沙滩脚印的故事。
So the first paragraph I just mentioned about the you know the footprint on the beach.
众议坐在旁边看了那一段。
And my husband look at that paragraph.
突然大叫起来了。
Suddenly he just shout off, very, 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 cry out loud.
他的地上有一滩东西，他说这是什么东西
？And he just look at the ground, have a lot of things. He don't know what's that.
因为他太久没有尿尿了，他不知道那是他自己的尿。
Because he do not.By himself, go to the bathroom, so he don't know that's the urine from his body.
八个月以来，他第一次自己尿出来了。
That's the first time after 8 months he released the urine by himself.
我们不知道有多高兴，我们在房间里面从这个房间跳到那个房间，又从那个房间跳回来大叫。
Me and my husband was so happy. We just jump out from this room to the other room and then jump back to the original room. We are just very happy.
我们长久以来的那种压力终于解除了。
Such kind of a high pressure eventually just released.
所以我们也在松山教会大家的祝福下，我们又回到了美国。
So under the you know all the brother and sister their blessing, we came back to United States.
我常常在想，为什么我们会这么幸运
？I always ponder why me and my husband were so lucky.
为什么神救了我们，有时候不一定会救其他的人
？Why God save us, but not necessarily save other people?
他救这个，为什么不一定救那个
？Why He save certain people, not the others?
我没有答案。
I have no answer.
但是我只能说，我当时能够做的就是紧紧的抓住神。
But I only can do is I hold on God at the moment.
现在我们还是有一些问题。
We still have some questions.
中医他的腹部从这里到这里的神经仍然是有受伤，所以还是不是很管用。
My husband's nerve from the body still have some malfunction, cannot function 100%.
比如说他必须要吃药他才能够排便。
Example, he need to take medication to release the refuse.
他的排尿也不能够全部都排出。
He cannot release 100% of his urine from the body.
医生说他可能这样将来肾脏还是会有洗肾的危险。
And doctor warned us, maybe in the future, he need to wash his kidneys.
他的心，他控制血压的神经也有问题。
The nerve control the blood pressure also have malfunctions.
他的气切也有可能导致他的气喘。
And his
track
also can cause have some asthma.
我自己也有一些问题。
I have some questions also.
因为过于担心他的问题，我的荷尔蒙都混乱了。
Because I'm so nervous, so my hormone is become abnormal.
甚至有可能会导致成糖尿病。
Even will cause me have become diabetes.
我的肩膀有受了十年的伤，我的颈椎也受过伤，所以我每天都跟疼痛一起存在。
Even my shoulder have some injury 10 years ago. So every night, I have some pains in my shoulders.
可是我们现在每天都有神了。
But we have God every day.
我们知道，即使我们不一定看得到他，我知道他都一直在保守着我们。
Even God is invisible, but He protects us every day.
也一样在保守着大家。
As well, protect everyone.
我们在痛苦的时候，我们也知道我们不要忧虑，我们有指望，我们要向他求。
So whenever we encounter trouble or difficulty, we know God can be our reliance.
因为凡是我们借着祷告、祈求和感谢，他一定会在他的心怀意念里面保守我们的。
Whenever we put God in our mind, spirit, whenever we pray, He will keep us in His mind.
他赐给我们的平安也会是出人意外的平安。
The peace He grant us were beyond our imaginations.
如果神不暂时没有应允你的事，你的要求
，Even God do not answer your question right away，
他一定有更美好的安排。
He definitely have a good arrangement for you in the future。
所以我在这里，最后我要向神祈求，祈求神纪念各位，也纪念那些来看我们的弟兄姐妹。
So in here, I pray to God. I hope God can memorize those.Brother and sister, they visit us before.
我知道那些弟兄姐妹，有一些人自己也在苦难中。
I know some of the brothers, they are suffered by themselves.
有的年纪很大，还没两天来送饭给我们吃。
Some brothers, even they are in the old age, but they send some fruit to us every other days.
还有那些年轻弟兄姐妹来给我们祝福。
Some younger brothers and sisters bring the bread to us.
还有那位跟我一起祷告了120天的姐妹。
Even the sister, he prayed with us for 120 days.
我都求神纪念他们。
I hope God can remember them.
我也祈求神赐安慰给我们的神。